CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Afghanistan has reported at least 9 deaths after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the country earlier today. Scores of injuries have also been reported. Authorities say the death toll would further rise. The quake also struck Pakistan and India. 17 deaths and over 200 injuries have been reported in the Punjab and Khyber areas of Pakistan. The quake was felt across northern India, including the capital New Delhi, but no reports of casualties or damage have been reported. The shaking was felt in western China as well, though no reports of casualties or damage have been made by authorities in the affected region, Xinjiang. Top Chinese leaders are gathering for a key annual meeting to set the economic blueprint for the country for the next 5 years. The fifth plenum of the 18th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China will run through Thursday. The session is being presided over by Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee. The main focus of the meeting will be outlining the 13th five-year plan for national development. One of the most closely watched issues will be the target for the annual GDP growth rate for years 2016 to 2020. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will pay an official visit to South Korea and attend the sixth trilateral summit meeting between China, Japan, and South Korea. His visit to the country is scheduled from October 31st to November 2nd. It is also Li Keqiang's first visit to South Korea as Premier of China. He is scheduled to hold talks with President Park Geun-hye, meet with other leaders, and attend activities on economic cooperation and people-to-people ties. The President of France will be visiting China next month. François Hollande will pay a state visit on November 2nd and 3rd at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The visit has been confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Top nuclear envoys for the six-party talks on dismantling North Korea's nuclear program will meet in South Korea this week. The meeting in Seoul has been confirmed by the Foreign Ministry in the South. Delegates from China, the U.S., Russia, and Japan will gather for the multilateral forum on the Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative meetings scheduled to be held in Seoul on Wednesday. The South Korean Foreign Ministry says his counterpart in North Korea has yet to confirm participation in the dialogue. The six-party talks have been stalled since 2009, following a dispute over the failed launch of a satellite by North Korea. Leaders from 11 European countries have agreed on a 17-point plan to cooperate on managing flows of migrants along the Western Balkans route. They agreed on Sunday that 100,000 places should be made available at reception centers along the route from Greece to Germany, half of them in Greece and half in countries to the north. The leaders have also agreed that the EU border agency Frontex would step up activity on the Greek-Macedonian border to ensure people trying to cross are registered. The International Organization for Migration says more than 680,000 migrants and refugees have crossed to Europe by sea so far this year. Guinness World Records has revoked the record of 4 tons of fried rice cooked by a group of 300 people in Yangzhou in East China's Jiangsu province. The decision has been made because the food has been wasted. The fried rice is part of the celebrations of the 2,500th anniversary of Yangzhou City. The organizer of the event has said that the fried rice would be distributed to students at 4 schools. However, reports suggest that the rice was used to feed pigs. The fried rice was flavored with eggs, sea cucumber, and other ingredients. Before the decision was made, the previous record has been held by Turkey. China has successfully sent the Tianhui-1C mapping satellite into orbit. The satellite was launched on Monday from the northwestern province of Gansu aboard a Long March 2D carrier rocket. Tianhui-1C is the third satellite in the Tianhui-1 series. It will be used for scientific experiments, land resource surveys, mapping, crop yield estimation, and disaster relief. China's State Council released a guideline on Monday promoting the express delivery sector to increase consumption and generate a new growth point in the economy. According to the guideline, express delivery sector in China will rank top in the world by 2020 in terms of size, and the total number of deliveries annually will reach 50 billion. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.